Allegiances.
All right, if everybody stand, face the flag, hand over heart, ready to begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America
and
and
to the
to the
Republic
Republic
for
for
which
which
it
stands,
stands,
one
one
nation
nation
under
under God,
God,
indivisible,
indivisible,
with liberty
liberty
and
and
justice
justice
for
for
all.
all.
Vice President Altamirano,
Yeah.
Director Skrbelis,
Here.
Director Treba,
Here.
Director Murphy,
Here.
Moving on to the item four, public comments. Are there any members of the public in the audience or in the Zoom that would like to make a public comment? Then we'll move on to the next agenda items, the consent calendar. We're going to see on item A, approval of the minutes, the July 2nd regular meeting, consideration to approve July 17th, salary expenses and transfers. Item C, consideration to approve the authorized government payment for transfers. Are there any members of the board who would like to comment and pull any items for the consent calendar?
I'll move for approval of the consent calendar.
Second.
All right. Yeah, I'm not ready for this. Okay, so do we have any extensions on the phone? That's not even on my script right now. Yeah, so we'll move on.
So, okay, we have a motion, I have a second. So, all in favor?
All right.
Any opposed?
Yeah. Come on. That would be the item. Item the correspondence and related information. Are there any correspondence or related information?
There's nothing included in tonight's board packet.
Item 7, report. Can we please have a presentation for item 7A for operations report?
All right, Miguel will give you that report.
All right, thank you, Brian. So the operations report for the month of June, public water production report, we had 479 acre feet produced. Well, 18 in the 1A were our largest contributors to that. The potable water and wastewater comparison, for the month of June, we had an average of 5.2 million gallons within a day, and 1.7 4 million gallons went out to the Riverside wastewater treatment plant. Your reservoir capacity reports, month of June, kept our reservoirs about 80%, which is about 5 million gallons available at all times. But that's out of 6.4 million gallons total capacity. And lastly, the chemical deliveries for the month of June. We had 4 loads of sodium bisulfite delivered to the Thompson plant. 2 loads of the certified white crystal salt delivered to the Smith plants, and 4 loads of liquid chlorine, sodium hypochlorite, that went to the Thompson plant, Smith plant well gates. Any questions?
So we've been buying water from Arupa?
We did not in the month of June.
Okay.
Now, when we do, how much is it per acre?
1275.
265? It got out that much.
Yeah, it was 1275.
I don't know. Do it. I think it scrolls.
Okay, are you ready to move on to the emergency report? When you have that presentation, please?
All right, Chief Boyd will give those stats.
Is it up there? Do I click or do you do it? You do it.
I guess.
All right, cool.
Well, hi. For the month of June, we had 258 incidents within the CSD. Our response time was just under 4 minutes. That was an increase from June of 2025, up by 7 calls. 76%, almost 77% of ours was medical in nature. 8.5% were traffic collisions. We had like 3 vehicle fires, a couple of the wild end fires nearby, and 18 false alarms. Kind of our typical map that we see. Along with the fire marshal's office, we had 98 annual fire inspections for our mandatory inspections done. We had 135 weed abatement inspections that were performed, and our employee did 2 hours of training, and we had 2 fire watches that were implemented. with a circle back for the weed abatement inspections. In total, we were inspected of 275 vacant parcels. 107 of those, after the first notice, were completed by the owners. 142 notices of violations went out after non-compliance. Of those 142, 11 went to force abatement and lien on property. And out of those 11, as of today, all weed abate has been mitigated and the enforcement has been completed. And that is all I have.
Yeah, we have a few updates. First off, just a reminder, August 7th is the 2026 Chamber Community Award and Board Installation Dinner. I think I have that title right. 6 p.m. Skyview Event Center. Given our membership in the chamber, we have 4 tickets. Director Lasia's already procured one of those, so we still have 3 tickets available to the board. Should you want to attend, just let Melissa or myself know. We can get you signed up. So let us know anytime. Do we know when the last sign-up day is, or no?
No,
we
just said as soon as we have them, just in the number.
Okay. Yeah, so if you know, let me know, and we'll get you signed up.
What was the date on that again?
That's August 7th, which I believe is a Friday.
It's at 6 o'clock?
I think cocktails start at 6 and the program starts at 7.
Why don't you put me down for attending that?
Okay.
One person.
I'll be there.
On the chambers bench? All right, next update. So yesterday we had our annual impact picnic or employee appreciation impact picnic. I know Director Traber was there. We took a lot of pictures. We took the drone video. We're not going to share that tonight because the event just happened yesterday. So we'll come back first meeting of August. We'll also have the impact winner attend the board meeting so we can recognize that person in front of the board. But by and large, it was a well-organized, put-together event. I think we had near 100% participation. We had a couple people on vacation. Obviously, Director Traber was there. It was hot. That's expected when you plan an event in July. But we have a nice little space that we got at Rancho Hoover Park. So by and large, it was a great event. And I take no credit for any of it. It was Melissa, Jacqueline, Martha, and Brandon that really spearheaded that. So now we got 2026 in the books, and we'll look ahead to 2027, which coincides with our 75th anniversary. So that will be a big year for us as well. So look forward to August 6th when we'll do kind of more pictures. We can talk more about kind of what the itinerary was for the event.
There were a lot of water balloons being thrown out.
There were a lot of water balloons, yeah.
For some reason, I got hit with a couple of them. I was blindsided by nothing else. I think Jacqueline did it, though.
That doesn't sound like her.
Let's talk about.
Okay, and then one more. So on the dais is this little flyer. This is our upcoming toilet giveaway. Jacqueline talked about it, I think, probably last meeting or the meeting before. So if you recall, we had some rebate monies through Western Water and Metropolitan Water District to procure some of these low-flow toilets, single-flush low-flow toilets. We have this money available. It's a kind of use it or you lose it kind of situation. So our team kind of using the brands, like, what's one way to impact the community? What's one way to give back? And we settled upon these low-flow toilets. So the way that the math shakes out is we're going to get about 450 toilets, right? So 2 separate events, one this Saturday and then one in August. So 450 toilets split in half, right? So Jacqueline and her team and Melissa again and Martha have done a tremendous job of really coordinating this. We needed to coordinate with the city. We're going to have kind of a traffic control plan set up on Saturday. We've already got the permit done through the city. City's been super supportive of this, right? Minimal comments from them. I know Rod Butler, the city manager, is going to mention it tonight at the city council meeting, and I think they're going to post it on their socials too. But this is an appointment-only type of event. We don't want a mass horde of people coming down. So we've done tremendous outreach to get everybody that are interested to sign up for their appointment. Obviously, there's a benefit to the district. This is an educational opportunity for us to educate the public on what is allowed to be thrown in the toilet. So this is one way to not only give back to the community, with relatively low cost for the district, and also educate them, because obviously what they flush down the toilet impacts our sewer lines and what we send to the city of Riverside. So I'm happy to report of the 220 appointments or so, every single appointment's been, I guess, taken.
Yeah. 207. Yeah.
So the way that math works out is we're going to start at 9, go to 12, a little bit of a break, and then from 1 to 4. So the way that math works out is we're going to be delivering or loading a toilet about once every 2 minutes to the customers. So we have this nice little traffic control plan. We're trying to anticipate any variables. Obviously, you know, when the day comes, you can't anticipate everything. So, but a lot of planning and attention has gone into this. So we're really excited for that. That will be this Saturday. So if you guys have nothing to do, come on down, see your staff in action. So any other, you guys have any updates?
No, so if you do plan on coming, maybe give us a call. Give us a call first. You're welcome to call me, or you're welcome to call just the office number. Martha will have a headset, because we'll help you get through, because we're going to kind of be blocking off some of the lanes. So it might be challenging to get into the parking lot. So call us ahead and we'll kind of give you a shortcut.
I plan on coming by. I don't anticipate that to be a problem.
No problem. Okay. Happy to have you.
And that concludes item 7C.
Thank you. And then for item B, committee reports?
No committee reports.
Item E?
No JUSD liaison.
Moving on to item A, action discussion items.
Okay, I will give that staff report. So this is more or less a continuation of an item from a few months ago. CSDA, which stands for the California Special Districts Association, is a nonprofit organization formed in 1969 to promote good governance to the special districts in California. They have about 1,000 members. Rubidoux has been a member for quite some time. They have a organizing body of 6 regional networks, 3 board members per regional network. Rubidoux is in what's called the Southern Network. And each board member has a staggered 3-year term. So just every year, the CSDA is having an election, right? 3 board members, staggered 3-year terms. So back in February, we got notice of seat C, which is up for election. I brought a DM to the board soliciting any, interest in the position. None of the board members for Rubidoux were interested, so we did not submit a nomination form. So fast forward a few months, I finally got the ballot. There are 4 members seeking the seat C position under or within the Southern Network. They are Nikki Winslow, District Director, Altadena Library District. She is the incumbent. Jason DeForn, General Manager of Valley Sanitation District, which is out of Indio. John Horst, District Director, Tribucil Canyon Water District, which is in Rancho Santa Margarita. And then Melinda Sedmick, which is a trustee, 29 Palms Public Cemetery District, obviously in 29 Palms. So I've included all of the candidate information sheets, any of the solicitations that they asked upon me to share with the board. This is one of those things where us as staff, you know, I don't know any of these people. I don't really have a recommendation to provide. This is something that the board needs to deliberate on and decide if they, one of 2 things. 1, want to even cast a ballot, and 2, who the preferred candidate is to vote for. So this is a little bit different than the LAFCO election. You may recall LAFCO is kind of a ranking system when it comes to the ballot. This is just, you just select 1 candidate. So with that, I'll let the board deliberate if this is something of interest to them to submit a ballot, and then I'll go ahead and do that next week before the submission deadline.
Anybody on this ballot?
I wish to make a motion to vote for the incumbent.
I'd like to vote for Melinda Sedmark.
So we have a motion on the floor. Are we already seconded? Is it the same person, the incumbent?
No, I was thinking somebody different. So you were thinking Nikki.
Yeah.
And I was thinking Melinda.
So start with the first motion and see if there's a second.
Does anybody want to second the first motion for the incumbent? I actually want to second that incumbent, but any comments or any of that? Anything great you guys want to do?
I think we have a 2-2 vote here because I was going to vote for it too anyway.
What did you have it?
Yeah, no, from Melinda.
Melinda. Okay. Don't have to vote that one.
Don't know. Well, I just figured the incumbent's probably going to get a good job out of
it. Okay. So that.
Let's throw them out.
Well, I will say this about the incumbent. She's relatively new. So seat C, there was a longtime board member. I think her name was Jo McKenzie. She retired. So Nikki Winslow, yes, she is the incumbent, but I think she's only been on the CSEA board for less than a year, you know, for what that's worth.
Okay. So that motion failed. So now there was a second motion for Melissa, was it?
Melinda.
Okay.
Yeah, I like what she said. I thought the resumes in here, I like what she had to say the best. And that's why I was thinking of voting for her.
And then there was a second for
Melinda.
Melinda, second. Okay. We have a motion on the floor, first and second. You want to do a roll call?
We can do a roll call. Okay, so the motion is to cast a vote for Melinda Sednick. Motion made by Director Murphy, seconded by Director Treba. Director Altamirano?
Yes.
Director Scarbellis?
Yes.
Director Treba?
Yes.
Director Murphy?
Yes.
Okay. Motion passes. Yeah. Moving on to item 9, director comments and request. Are there any director comments or requests? Director Scarbellis?
Hold on, what time? No.
Let us
no comment.
Make a record here. Director Murphy?
I think that the effort to get the weed abatement done was highly effective.
But
leave my comments.
I wanted to make sure you guys thank you guys for having that event yesterday for task. It looks like everybody had a good time. And I think it's really hot out there. You guys are trooping for in the heat. Also, thank you so much, Brian, for being able to help me accommodate for this agenda to go smoothly. I know Director Bajan's not here. I mean, missed her for this meeting. And that's it. Thank you, my friend. Next meeting is Tuesday, August 5th at 4 p.m. And the next regular scheduled board meeting will be here on August 6th at 4. Meeting with the jury.
One, two.
Guys, 4:17.
Wow.
I don't know if that's a new record or not.
That's pretty good right there.
No, we haven't had one.
No, enjoy life.
Oh,
you're free.